everyone, and welcome back for another Marketing Minute on the Dynamic Entrepreneur. And because we are flirting with holiday season, this Marketing Minute is all about the holiday season. And we're going to talk a little bit about marketing strategy ideas for shopping local. That doesn't just mean if you have a storefront. If you have an online business, if you sell products or you're an MLM, this is for you as well. And for those that are listening that might be thinking of shopping, keep your options open because you never know what you might need that you didn't even know about. So there have been a lot of collaborations, especially locally, where they have ladies' nights or they have punch card nights where you go from business to business and you can be entered to win, and each business has giveaways and gift baskets, which is phenomenal. If you're involved in one of these, you thought it up and made it happen, kudos to you. Kudos to everyone who's involved. Not only is it fun, it changes up the energy of the holiday season and purchasing. It, by making it fun and kind of like a select opportunity, if you can guess what movie that's from, extra points, then you're really generating this emotion behind the purchasing and the event. And really, nowadays, stuff is stuff. Everybody has a lot of stuff. But when you can find a gift that generates emotion, maybe in you, but in the person that you want to give it to, you're sold. That item, thing, product, service is done, deal, sold. So I've been giving a lot of thought to, okay, you know, you promote your most famous products, the best sellers. Now, if they're best sellers, ask yourself, have you been promoting these all along? Great. But what I would do as a marketing consultant, I would say, use those as a teaser to hook the attention and then present something that, according to you, is maybe not a bestseller, but offers so much value that they don't know about. So, for example, I'm just going to use a waitressing example because it's very easy and this has happened to 99% of us. Hi, this appetizer is our bestseller, but when you pair it with the sea bass and steamed veggies, the two and two, you have a sweet, savory mix. Sea bass is never like an opening gate bestseller. But you used your bestseller appy to lead them into a different purchase, one that they may not even have considered before. So enough of that example, but let's say you sell a hoodie that is just super liked and it's a great seller, it's an easy sell and everybody loves it. And you could do something like, hey, we all know you've heard of our best-selling hoodie here because of this, this, and that. But have you ever thought of XYZ? Or if you're in the beauty industry, we all know that our micro... Excuse me, I'm not into facials at the moment. I wish I was. You know, we all know that the facial XYZ is phenomenal. It helps reduce wrinkles and clears out your pores. But if you want to take it one step up, have you tried this one? And then you sell that one. So not only are you promoting one product, but you're piggybacking a whole other product they may not have considered before. And now you're showing them more of a plethora of what you have to offer. You're hitting a greater market, and it's just an extra business opportunity. So you're literally using a great seller to catapult something else to sell. Now, I'm not saying that's the end all be all, but I was thinking, hey, what's one way that you can get two birds with one stone kind of experience? And if you already, I know I said this earlier, if you already have a bestseller, why not use it as a gateway to something else? Or entice them with a new line you're going to bring in? Or have you thought of this? And maybe go around your store with your employees or your staff and be like, hey, you know, here's a product that we don't sell as much. Who here has, one, tried it? Because there's nothing better than an anecdote or a live review from someone who has sold it, used it, knows it, liked it. And then have them do a little testimonial about it or tell the rest of your staff about it so then they have something to go on when they're referring to. And we're always looking for something new, something to hook us. How many times have we bought something that we were not even planning on buying because either the marketing one was on point, but most of all, maybe the sales rep or the employee or salesperson gave us a personal anecdote on it. And just by their vigor and excitement, you bought it because you're like, yes, yes. And that is something that we don't honestly always talk about, is the energy of, it can even be in social media, the energy of our social media, the energy of our sales, the energy of our presence is probably more impactful, I would say, in my honest opinion, than any of the top-notch marketing. Any of it. Because we are looking for that emotion and connection, especially after the last 2 years. I mean, Amazon, sure, it's very handy, but there is zero emotional connection to getting your package. And especially if we are looking to support local and we're going in and we're looking for the perfect present and we're having these interactions, make the most of those interactions. And that's actually going to be my very next episode. So I'll save a little bit of that. But ask yourself, what is my best seller? What could I be selling more of? Or what's kind of sitting on the back shelf that I would really like to clear up or sell more of? Use the best seller as a piggyback to promote this new item. And then just take a few minutes of how you can bridge the gap between the two. How would you do it, for example, on your Facebook and Instagram stories? Then how would you do it as a Facebook post? Maybe you boost that post. Maybe you don't. How do you maybe entice it to be more liked, comment, and share? Maybe, you know, give them a few options and say comment which one you would like most. Because we all know that comments really generate more traction within the algorithms, regardless of what platform you're in. That's just a generic staple. And then have a meeting with your staff. I would even, you know what, I would open a little bit earlier, or maybe during a lunchtime or whenever it's your slowest time. Buy your staff either some local donuts or some coffee, probably coffee because it'll definitely up their energy. Be like, hey guys, I wanted to huddle together. I want to do something a little bit different. So here, I bought you guys coffee and I want us to go around the store and you tell me or all of us, which is your favorite product and why? So then we can all pull in on that energy and then maybe tell them. Tell them why you're doing this, why you need to entice your staff to up their sales game as much as you need to entice your client and your customers. We focus so much on the customers, but really without our staff and ourselves, how do we get that done? So maybe do give your staff an incentive and follow through on it. Maybe it's quick, you know, because it's holiday season and things can be kind of rough in the service industry in holiday season. Give quick incentives. Okay, this week, the person that sells the most, this gets a gift card here and there. And somebody, well, that means spending more money. But does it though? If it increases your sales and your customer satisfaction tenfold, what's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. And in turn, when you do get customers coming through, the whole energy shift and what they're going to do, the, you know, mouth to ear, I forget the term in English, advertising they do when they leave, you're going to be repaid so, so much. So that would be my holiday technique. If I had any kind of sales position or I sold any product, especially if I had a storefront, you can multiply this tenfold. You can have fun with it on social media. You can even do lives. Maybe do lives. Every day, a new employee or your staff goes through the store and gives them an anecdote about their favorite product and why. It costs $0. And I pretty much guarantee you your revenue will be tenfold on it. So I hope you enjoyed this marketing minute. If you did, please share, like, and comment. And if you have any feedback, if you tried it and you saw results, let me know. And then I will channel in more information, more ideas to help you guys grow here, because that is what I want to do. That is why I started the podcast. And I'm leveling up just like we all are. Have a great day, you guys, and a fantastic holiday season. Get-